listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. The fate of two dogs that fatally mauled a man south of Brisbane is yet to be decided. 42-year-old Kane Minion was working as an electrical meter reader at the Logan property on Saturday when he was attacked. The animals, which had no history of violence or previous incidents, have been seized by Logan Council and will remain impounded until investigations wrap up. Meantime, the Australian Workers' Union has paid tribute to Mr. Minion. Acting Queensland Secretary Mark Ragoose says they're looking into ways the job can be made safer.
We've contacted the company. We're in discussions with them in relation to reviewing all their policies and procedures and making sure that this can never happen again.
After a cool and wet start to summer, hot and humid conditions are on the way. Tomorrow, Brisbane will swelter through 35 degrees, even hotter at 37 in Ipswich. Meteorologist Livio Regano says we can also expect thunderstorms later in the week before a cool change comes through on Friday. The Reserve Bank Board meets again tomorrow, with finance experts predicting we'll see an interest rate rise of 25 basis points to 3.1%. But Property Club President Kevin Young says there's a better way to reduce inflation.
Rather than rewarding the banks with $1.9 billion of your money every rate increase, the government distinctly brings in a temporary tax across all workers and use that money to pay off the COVID debt.
Chris Fagan has denied he needs to regain the trust of Brisbane's playing group. The Lions coach remains under investigation for the alleged mistreatment of First Nations players and their families during his time at Hawthorn. Fagan admits it's been a tough time and is eager to clear his name.
Probably the first couple of weeks, you know, not really knowing whether it was okay to walk down the street or not. But after a while, I realised you can't live like that. So I've just been living normally since that point in time. I've got a very clear conscience. They say that a clear conscience is a great sedative, and I'm sleeping well.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.